Joining us in studio this morning is the executive director of The Living Room in Santa Rosa, Cheryl Parkinson. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. The Living Room, well, the last time I saw your organization was in the human race. We were there, and you had an inflatable couch that you carried along with you as your group raised money for The Living Room. It seemed perfectly appropriate. This is a day center in Sonoma County that looks out for and takes care of homeless and at-risk women and their kids. Explain what the concept is.
The concept originally was that homeless women and children were in emergency shelters at night, a fairly big one downtown, and they close early in the morning, and these women and children would be out wandering around downtown with nowhere to go and not feeling very safe. So originally, the Living Room took those women in, started serving coffee and ramen and those sorts of things. Now we have about 70 people a day coming through and have a lot more services. But the concept is still the same, to offer a safe, nurturing place during the day for homeless and at-risk women and children.
About half of the people that come, the gals and the kids that come through your program, have at least one diagnosed disability, experience post-traumatic stress disorder. So you want to give them a safe place, but you also want to help them with some counseling and some of the other stuff that they need.
That's very true. We've been adding counselors over the last few years so that now we have licensed MFTs on site Monday through Friday, and people can come in and get counseling at no cost to them. We don't charge for any of our services, but we heavily encourage counseling and also help people with copays for medication and applications for various services, that sort of thing. It's really essential that people get those supportive services, and that's an important part of what we do.
Well, yeah, it's not just, I mean, it would be good enough, I suppose, to have a place for people to hang out and feel safe, you know, with their kids, but there's so much more to it than that. And part of it, it sounds like, Cheryl, is access to computers, assistance when it comes to either finding shelter, maybe finding work, you know, and certainly, you know, finding out what the availability of those services are. What do the kids do at the Living Room?
The kids have a lot of activities to do, especially during the summer when we have some of their older siblings. You know, during the school year,
they're in school.
They're in school, yeah. Right. So during the summer, we have more kids who are older. We have we add some off-site activities. We have swim passes and that sort of thing, theater passes and you know, different tours and things. During the year, that we have a playground, we have circle time where they sing songs, and we have puppets that go with the stories, and we have Katie Phillips, actually, is with the Bootleg Honeys, runs some of the circle time activities. We also have a garden that they're working on and some garden activities that the kids are part of.
So there's a lot for them to do while mom's attending to other things at the Living Room.
Yes, and as you see, we have computers, we have phones, we have the counseling, we have job postings, and we have people to help them through application processes and with financial needs. You know, when you go to apply for an apartment, you've been homeless for a few years, and then they want $35 for
right.
the application.
Right,
that's
right.
pretty tough.
Yeah.
So we help with some things like that just to get them over that hump.
You guys are hosting an event next month, Love in the Living Room, and you're going to honor Marlene Belain, I hope I'm saying that right, who, unbelievable life, she was friends with Bill Graham and hung out with the Black Panthers. What an event you're going to have.
Yeah, we really miss her. As you say, she's sort of larger than life. It's going to be a fun event. It's called Loving the Living Room. It's the second year we've had it at our facility. Our gardens are looking beautiful. We have the Ceres Community Project catering the event, La Hot Club Swing doing live sort of gypsy jazz music. We have Oliver's coming with a big cheese table presentation and lots of premium wines, and most of all, a lot of fun.
Not bad for a place that really started out as a room, as the Living Room. How many volunteers have you got?
We have over 100 active volunteers. We have a few more on the list. We use about 12,000 hours of volunteer time a year. Our whole food program is volunteer. The shopping, meal design, cooking, all of that is a different crew of chefs every day that come through and food servers. In fact, that's one of our needs right now, especially during the summer. Some of our volunteers actually go on vacation and things like that, believe it or not. So we really could use some extra help with food service and some other tasks, especially in June.
Okay, so there are volunteer spots open, I would imagine, year-round.
Yes, year-round there are spots open, and especially, like I say, this summer, we could use some, even if it's just for the summer or just for June.
Okay, all right, so people can get a hold of you, obviously, through your website, The Living Room, and I'm sure you'll entertain any takers as far as some extra help goes there, yes?
Yes.
All right, Cheryl, well, congratulations on the success that you've had so far and the continuing commitment that The Living Room has to women and children in Sonoma County. It's a good one.
Thank you, Pat.
That is Cheryl Parkinson. She is the executive director of The Living Room.